This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Travel and hotel bookings surge in Europe. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Some good news for those of us dreaming of a summer holiday. The International Air Transport Association says it expects its digital COVID travel pass will be ready within weeks. The pass is an app that verifies a passenger has had a test or a vaccine required to enter a country. So far, Singapore Airlines, Air New Zealand and several other Asian airlines have signed up to trialling the passes. It comes as the UK launches a roadmap to ease travel restrictions over the next few months. It's led to a surge in bookings on hotel and airline websites in Europe. Simon Calder is the travel editor at the Independent newspaper.
It will be, I think, a really important, slightly transient thing as we settle down into the world post-COVID. But certainly for the northern summer of 2021, anything which allows the process of international travel to be smoother has to be welcomed by passengers and airlines and also, of course, national governments. But of course, it comes with many serious ethical and privacy concerns.
And do you think that some people might risk losing their money if the government changes their mind?
What we've seen in the less than 24 hours since we got the details of how England will be unlocking on the 17th of May is a surge of bookings for the summer, particularly for August, but also for July and for September. Sadly, many thousands of cancellations as well for vacations that were booked before the 17th of May. And crucially, both in the UK and across Europe, if you book what's called a package holiday, flights and accommodation at the same time, you are guaranteed to get either the vacation you wanted or your money back. In other parts of the world, obviously, it's not quite the same. And whatever you're booking in terms of planning travel, please just make sure you know what the cancellation conditions are before you commit.
Simon Calder, travel editor at the Independent newspaper. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, summer holidays, the stuff of dreams. And meanwhile, down under.
Facebook has refriended Australia. And Australian news will be restored to the Facebook platform.
That's Josh Frydenberg, Australia's finance minister. On Friday, Facebook blocked Australian users from sharing news content as it wasn't satisfied with a proposed law forcing tech giants to pay publishers. Well, now the Canberra government has agreed to amend this draft law, meaning news can be restored on the platform. From Sydney, the BBC's Shaima Halil has the latest.
In a statement, Facebook said the government has addressed the company's concerns about allowing commercial deals that recognize the value the platform provides to publishers relative to the value it receives from them, adding that they were now able to restore news pages for Australians in the coming days. The Australian government and the social media giant have been locked in a standoff as Canberra pushed ahead with the proposed legislation amid a wide backlash against Facebook's blocking of news content in the country.
The BBC's Shaima Halil. Let's do the numbers. Markets in Asia ended the day mostly in positive territory. HSBC, Europe's largest bank, reported a dip in profits of around 34% as it repositions itself to focus more on the Asian market. Now, not many companies can say the pandemic has been great for business. Online gambling firms can, though. With so many of us shut away with time on our hands, gambling sites have seen the dollars roll in, often at the expense of users' mental health. The BBC's Mike Johnson has this report.
Locked down, stuck at home, a recipe for boredom and, say some experts, a big rise in problem gambling online. Londoner Jade Vallis spent more than $20,000 playing slot machines on her smartphone.
Started feeling quite suicidal. I even self-harmed a few times, cut all my arms, pure hatred of myself, really. How low can you get to do that to your family, put them in such an awful position? It just turned me into a complete and utter monster. It was just awful.
With the support of a gambling charity, Jade has now kicked her habit, but there are warnings of a tsunami of addicts to come. Within just the next 2 years, the global online gambling market is expected to grow by more than 50% to just over $90 billion. In the US, only a minority of states currently allow online gambling. With the coronavirus piling new pressure on budgets, that is likely to change, as betting is also a source of valuable tax revenue. Elizabeth Toomey at the New York Council on Problem Gambling believes states must find new funding to help people who get addicted as a result.
Online, you can do it absolutely anywhere. You can do it in your home from the comforts of your own couch. You can do it at work. You can do it in your car. You can do it anywhere. So we need to make sure that we have a plan in place. It's a responsible thing to do.
So what's the industry doing to help? Entain is one of the world's biggest betting firms, with brands including Ladbrokes, Coral, BetMGM and Eurobet. Grainne Hurst is the company's Director of Regulatory Affairs and Safer Gambling.
We have a wide range of tools for customers who can manage their own play, whether that's setting time limits or deposit limits or timing out or setting days of the week or the month that they don't want to gamble with us. On top of that, we have a technological safety net which looks for unusual play in our customers, where the customers are chasing their losses, spending more time playing on our site at night. And if we see unusual activity, that then causes us to intervene with those players to nudge them back to playing safely with us.
Efforts like that, though, may not be enough, which means a big challenge ahead for regulators amid warnings that out-of-control gambling online is destroying too many lives. I'm the BBC's Mike Johnson for Marketplace.
And a data privacy survey has shown the most popular password this year so far is, wait for it, 123456. Tough one to crack. In London, I'm Vishala Sripathma with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.